If you're spending record amounts to fill your gas tank, just imagine what it costs to fill a big rig truck. And then imagine what the cost of shipping food and other goods across the country will do to the prices you pay in the store. Today, hundreds of truck drivers are rallying on Capitol Hill to protest the high diesel prices that are eating away at their profits. In a few minutes, we'll speak with our economics expert, Keith Reed, about the impact the trucking industry has on our economy. But right now, we have trucker Delbert Langston. He's an independent driver who owns and operates his own vehicle. Welcome, Delbert.
Good afternoon. How are you?
So, Delbert, how long have you been driving?
I've been an owner-operator for 3 years now.
What are the advantages and disadvantages of basically running your own shop?
You get the chance to pick and choose where you want to go is one of the biggest advantages. Less problematic with the with dealing with people other than person you pick it up from, the shipper, and who you deliver it to, your constantly. There's nobody in between that you have to really mess with while you're out there driving. So you're kind of on your own. So it gives you a sense of freedom.
Are you feeling the hit economically?
Oh, very much so. Very much so. In the last year, I've seen my fuel costs go up as much as $600 a week extra.
Yeah, and that's out of your pocket. Well, let me bring in Keith Reed. He's a reporter for the Cincinnati Inquirer, writes a finance blog for BET called Dollar Out of 15 Cents. Now, Keith, you join us and every now and then, and you've heard a little bit of Delbert's story. He's not alone. You've got this big protest going on in Washington today with the truckers gathering to protest the prices. From your standpoint, Keith, is there really anything the government could do right now to ease prices for truckers?
Yeah, that's a very difficult question for I think on the one hand, there are some things that the government could do, but it would be very difficult for the government to do those things. I mean, the most obvious thing that I think could happen is some talk of a moratorium, at least temporarily, on gas taxes that the states and the federal government put on. As you know, the gas taxes take up a significant percentage of the price of every gallon of gasoline that you put in your car, that truckers like Delbert put into their rigs. The problem is that state governments, the federal government, depends on those revenues. That would at best be a temporary fix, and selling that to a governor or to a state legislature somewhere would be very, very difficult. Outside of that, I don't know that there's really much that the government can do to bring some immediate relief to truckers and to drivers at this point.
Delbert, who would you like to help you? I mean, when you think about this, and you think about the fact, as we mentioned, that there are some truckers who are gathering to protest these prices.
Well, one of the things that they're protesting on is what we call the fuel surcharge, and the government can do something to correct that. Every shipper out here pays a fuel surcharge to the drivers or to the freight that they're shipping. And that money is not passed along to the drivers at all. And right now, I believe the average is up over 48 cents a mile per load that's being carried. Well, that money is not being paid to the drivers. It's being kept by companies and brokers who give out that load to the drivers. As an independent contract, I have to seek my own loads. And there is a bill right now going through the Congress in regards to truth and information regarding this fuel surcharge.
So you think that this one bit of policy is something that you could see Congress changing, and you'd like to see it changed?
Yes. I mean, if they're paying me to haul X amount of money, and because they're paying for their product to be hauled, and that's also part of the increase of the food or the product that we're hauling, then naturally, if the increase was meant for the driver, then it should be paid to the driver, because that would relieve some of the stress of this fuel cost. And that was the purpose of the fuel surcharge.
Keith, comment on the fuel surcharge, but also give us a sense of how these rising prices for fuel have affected prices in the stores.
I have to say that we're having technical difficulties on my end, so I couldn't hear Delbert's discussion of the fuel surcharge. I'm sorry about that. But as a general rule, if you're talking about what the rising gas prices are doing to cost, all you have to do is stop in your local supermarket. I think you'll see that the cost of produce of any staple that is generally shipped into a supermarket by truck is up at least a few cents in the first few months of this year, and probably more than that since the latter part of last year. You also have to remember that not only when you factor in fuel costs, you have to factor in not just the fact that the fuel costs go into shipping food to a supermarket, that's the distribution cost, but fuel also plays into running the plants that process milk, dairy, eggs, all of the vegetables that you get, all of these factories and these plants that process the foods that ultimately end up on your plate or end up in your supermarket also have fuel costs associated with them. Those prices are up. If you take a look at milk, for example, every dairy has a fuel cost associated with it. Milk prices are through the roof in most parts of the country as of the beginning of this year. So you're seeing a big impact on food prices at this point because of fuel.
Delbert, when you think about your life as an independent business owner who has a family, it sounds like you're probably getting hit in both directions, both in terms of what you have to pay out and then in terms of having to buy things. Are you concerned about your future right now?
Very much so. I mean, it's honestly getting to the point where it seems to just be cheaper to park my truck and go drive for a company and let them foot this bill that's ridiculous right now for the fuel charge. Because, like he said, everything is impacted by the fuel cost. From just buying a dinner at a truck stop to having major repairs done on your truck when you're out there on a road. You know, everything has been affected. I've seen the cost of tires increase, so much where, to us, it's not a bad deal, but last year, tires were running me to completely put them on my rig was running me maybe $2,300. Now it's up to almost $4,000. You know, these are out of pocket money and expenses that I have to pay.
Well, Delbert, I want to thank you for your perspective, and Keith as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Delbert Langston is an owner-operator, independent truck driver based out of Chicago, and Keith Reed is a reporter for the Cincinnati Inquirer and blogs for BET's finance page, Dollar Out of 15 Cents. Keith joined us from member station WBXU in Cincinnati, Ohio. And that's our show for today. Thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, an update on Zimbabwe. I'm Farai Chidea. This is News and Notes.